Hi all, it's Jack. Wednesday, hump day again. Hump day. So, what do we have to talk about today? I'm glad you asked. Well, today, let's cover a bunch of different things, because that's what we do best here. It's a variety show. It's about 6 weeks, roughly, since I turned Live Fire back on. And overall, it seems to be well-received, and things seem to be going well. But I'm curious to get your feedback. Do you like Live Fire? Do you prefer it to Comet Love? Do you like it better than Discuss? Do you prefer some other alternative? If you had a hammer, would you hammer in the morning? Or would you hammer in the evening? Don't hammer in the evening if I'm sleeping, because I get angry when I'm woken up. I'm very cranky, sort of a prickly fellow. No, in all seriousness, what do you think of Live Fire? Are you happy with it? I've heard from a couple of people who said that for some reason they were unable to comment. I don't know how many people that's hit. I always get concerned about that kind of stuff because not everybody takes the time to tell you when things are broken or not working exactly as they should. So I'm trying to ascertain whether this is a sort of a temporary occasional glitch that pops up or if it's more consistent, because if people are consistently not being able to comment or finding it too difficult to comment because of Live Fire, then I'll have to turn that sucker off and kick it right back out. So what else? What else do we have to share? Well, we have a good newsletter here. I say good because I'm biased and I'm the one writing it, but it's been very well received. It doesn't have a million subscribers yet. But we're working on it, and I've gotten, like I said, I got a lot of very positive feedback, and I'd like to invite you to be a part of it, join us, be a part of the community, and you can sign up for the newsletter. Up in the top right of the page is one section, or you can find sign-up sheets on the Facebook page, or if you go just beneath the my post, there's a little box that says, Jack says that self-promotion isn't easy. And if you read through that, you'll find a link to the newsletter archive for what I call the Jack B files. And if you go through that archive, you'll see copies of the first three newsletters that went out. So you can take a look at that and decide if it's for you or if you think it's for other people. But you want to be a part of it because you don't want to be the only kid in town that doesn't have the coolest newsletter around, right? Really? Come on, sign up. So your old friend Jack is feeling pretty good. Maybe that's why I'm talking about myself in the third person. Got a lot of things going on, really good stuff. Sort of scary stuff. I'm stepping outside my comfort zone, which is a good thing. And I guess you could say that once I opened myself up to certain possibilities, opportunity came. And I won't say much more than that right now because I'm waiting for a couple things to fall into place. But I'm pretty sure they're going to. So, you know, if nothing else, I get to take another plane ride, which I'm sort of looking forward to. You know, I used to love planes. I used to love flying. I've sort of become, I don't like it much now. You know, it depends. My last couple of flights have been bad, you know, so that's part of it. When you got kids sitting behind you or screaming and their parents don't do anything to try and control the situation, and you have a lot of turbulence and you feel like you're getting bounced all over the place, you know, it's not much fun. You know, not to mention that I had like three people fall into my lap because of the turbulence. And, you know, not one of them was hot, which is okay. They don't necessarily have to be hot, but, you know, if you're going to have somebody flung into your lap unexpectedly, you know, man can dream, right? So, lots of good stuff going on. I hope you're all doing well, and I would love for you to give me some feedback regarding Live Fire. If you have other complaints, requests, questions, ideas, thoughts, anything, share in the comments section. And don't forget to sign up for that newsletter, because it's really cool. So, I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.